I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wade from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome back. You're listening to Run with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown, and I've got the coach with us once again, Lindsay Parry. Today, we're talking about getting the correct balance in your training between long, slow runs and the high-intensity sort of faster runs. And a great question, and I'm sure we're in for another great answer. Lindsay, welcome back. Nice to have you with us.
Yeah, and a great question, although I've got to try not to give away too many of the secrets, or else I put myself out of a job.
I love it. Before we get into today's answer or question and answer, a massive thank you to our sponsor of this edition of Run. It is brought to you by Simply. Get great value life, disability and funeral cover combos with a quick online sign up at simply.co.za. You can go over to coachparry.com/simply. They've got some great deals for you as a Run with Coach Parry listener. That's coachparry.com/simply. That's for you, your domestic worker and your business employees. No bloods, instant cover, and the best part, it's all online. Simply is a financial services provider, number 47146. Terms and conditions apply. Policies are underwritten by Old Mutual Alternative Risk Transfer Limited. That website to get to once again is coachparry.com/simply. Lindsay, this question I absolutely love because I think it's one that a lot of runners sort of get mixed up on, and it affects their training. They run all their training at one pace, whether it's marathon pace or as hard as they can, but you should have a really nice balance of long, slow training runs as well as higher intensity, faster runs. How do you get that balance right? Is there a rule of thumb? What would you advise someone who's looking at the way they're training, if they're working on their own? Obviously, if they've got a training program through coachparry.com, that's all built in, but what's the ideal balance between the long, slow stuff and the faster, high-intensity stuff?
Yeah, so, look, there are a couple of rules of thumb, but they ultimately boil down to the same thing. And probably the easiest way to explain it is to use what we call the 80-20 principle. Matt Fitzgerald wrote a book called the 80-20 principle, and there's a couple of researchers, probably Stephen Seiler, Canadian, who studies at a Norwegian university. They're probably the most popular or the most well known. So if you go and Google those names, it'll help you quite a lot. But really, what they did is instead of doing like actual experiments on people and seeing okay which percentages of what and the rest of it work, let's go out and do a questionnaire across a whole variety of Olympic medalists and finalists, and they did swimming, triathlon, cross-country skiing, rowing, athletics, and long-distance running. And really what came back out of that was that most successful athletes operate doing 80% of their easy runs well below threshold, and they do 20% of their runs at or well above threshold. They took that a step further and then said, okay, well, if that's the case, let's experiment and see if there is a better way of not a better way of doing this. How does the actual intensity make an impact? And so they wrote a program and they gave that to three different groups, okay? And they let the one group completely self-regulate. They advised the other group how they should be training, and the third group was forced to train at the correct intensities. Okay. Now, the interesting thing is that all three groups got better. Okay, so they did a 10K race at the end of a 12-week training block. They all got better. But the group that were just following a structured program that were left to their own devices, they improved by about I think it was less than 20 seconds. Can't remember the exact number. It was less than 20 seconds. The group that was explained how they should be doing the sessions, and they were monitored, but they weren't strictly enforced to train at those intensities. They improved by about 40 seconds, and the group that was forced to train easy, in other words, at well below threshold for 80% of the time, and then a range over 20%, they improved by 1 minute 40 seconds.
Wow.
Okay, and incidentally, the group that was allowed to self-regulate trained easier than group one, but they still trained much harder than group two on their easy days. Okay, so I've used this quite a bit over the years, but what I've come to realize is that the more busy your lifestyle is, you know, if you've got family and work and full time, I actually reduce that 20% down to 10 to 15%. And also, the further back in the field that we go in any races, the less I feel that those people can handle 20%. And then the final sort of frontier of how I work this out is that you will get people that respond very well to higher volume, much easier training, and you get people who respond slightly better to the short, faster stuff. And the people that respond well to the short, fast, anaerobic type of workouts, then I will squeeze those more to a 15 to 20%. And the people that respond better to the longer, slower stuff, I'll squeeze them into the 10 to 15%. And then obviously the trick then becomes, well, what intensity is in that 20%? And that is a mix. And that is something that you pick up from experience, learning what works for you. And of course, that's the ideal scenario to get a coach involved, where they can guide you through where exactly on that scale you want to be. And that line we use is your anaerobic threshold. That is the line that we use. An anaerobic threshold is essentially the maximum speed or the heart rate which you can hold for a 40-ish, 35, 40, maybe 42, 43-minute run. So it's kind of like an all-out 40-minute effort. That typically gives you your threshold heart rate, and it gives you your threshold speed, and then you can use those values and do a lot of your training at 80 to 85% of that number, or when you do your interval sessions, you do it at or just above that, or well above that number.
Well, brilliant. If you want to find out more about that sort of thing, and Lindsay spoke about threshold, we've done a couple of posts. You can go back to coachparry.com. There's one particularly which we'll link into the show notes about threshold, what it is, if you want to understand it in a bit more detail. But there's also a post that we did a while ago talking about slowing down to speed up, which I think is fantastic as well. So go and check those posts out. Coachparry.com is where you can get all those details. Before we head out, just a massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of Coach Parry. It was of Run with Coach Parry, rather. It was brought to you by Simply for quick, affordable life, disability, and funeral cover. All you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/simply. That's SIMPLY to find out more. coachparry.com/simply. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.